Today's program has been brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, third-generation cure masters producing the country's best dry-cured and aged hams, bacon, and sausage. For more information, visit SurreyFarms.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Eat In. Today is a beautiful, unseasonably warm Monday in Brooklyn, and we're here at Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Kathy Irway. And today I wanted to bring back a guest who had a recent milestone, and I just wanted to share this wonderful phenomenon. It has been going on now for 10 years. It is now a national sensation, and it all started in Brooklyn, and that would be the Chili Takedown. We've got Matt Timms.
Hey, everybody, and thank you, Kathy. That's a big deal for you to say that.
No problem.
Invite me on. That's so nice.
Yeah, well, you've been on the show, but usually with other people before.
I know, yeah. And last minute.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
Your birthday party was yesterday. I'm so glad to be there.
It was pretty amazing.
Dude, I felt like a celebrity. Everybody was who was there was super special. Yeah, it deserves that.
Well, you're super special, too.
Oh, so I was on a list of really rad people. Robert Setsuma was there?
Yeah.
What's your BFF?
It was a really good spread of food and people. I can't get over it.
Oh, man, I should have brought something.
I don't know what to say still. I'm still surprised.
Yeah, surprise parties.
I'm still surprised.
It's my dream to have somebody give me a surprise party.
Okay. When's your birthday?
December 29th. Yeah,
everybody's
you won't
birthday.
Be there.
No, well, everybody's birthday is around that time. It's crazy.
Us Capricorns get shafted.
Yeah.
We don't get nothing.
There's another important birthday a few days before.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, that's tough sharing it.
Ew, I know. No, I get Sherry gifts. It sucks.
Sherry gifts. Well, we'll have to see about that.
Well, yeah, I just issued a protest, and I hope your listeners are listening. December 29th, people.
Nice. So tell us about the evolution of the Chili Takedown. So the first one was really 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And you had the 10th one just a couple of weeks ago at the Bell House.
Yeah.
It was like pretty much one of the biggest and baddest one yet.
You said you were judging and you said it was the biggest and baddest yet.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It was. And the Chili contestants, a lot of them were old timers. And a lot of them were new. They all had very different, unique chilies.
It was 30 different chilies.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there was about 10 people who've been with me since forever now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, when I did it 10 years ago, it was in my
half of
room.
Them were really bad. I'm just
kidding. Oh, well, that's the good thing.
Ooh.
It better be bad. Mm-hmm. I want to see bad and good. I want to have that conversation.
Everyone's
super amazing at the same level, then no one's talking or learning or, you know, meeting and do all those things.
Or if everyone's a real chef, which I know that's something that you feel strongly about, making it you know, keeping it real, having it amateurs only.
That, and typically I don't enjoy the company of most chefs.
That's funny.
I don't know if that's entirely true. There's some rad ones out there. But first of all, here's a thing that I learned.
Mm-hmm.
There was a list of top 10 professions wherein there's a huge propensity for psychoses and psychopathic behavior.
Oh, God.
Somebody quantified it, and I don't care.
Is it
who.
Radio show hosting?
No,
okay,
you're
good.
Cool. But right. Chefs aren't. They're number 9 on the list.
Ugh.
I knew it, and I knew it because I had a chef roommate, and he was psychotic, borderline psychotic.
Ugh.
I felt in danger at least 3 times when I was looking with that guy.
Wow.
I walked in on him masturbating once, and that was not good. It kind of ruined our relationship. I wouldn't get
mad,
though. I'm not a psychotic. God.
I mean, give him, I don't know, a break. But, I mean, nothing against, like, chef-driven events, tasting events that are so popular now and common. Something about, like, the whole presentation of seeing the chef and their enormous crew of people putting together these bite-sized, incredibly component you know, just very composed, very precise little bites of food is, I don't know, it gives me, it makes me feel overwhelmed and kind of weirded out and like I don't deserve this or something.
Well, that's the great thing is that they work super hard on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're making incredible chili that's, I don't know, sometimes generations old, families, yeah, you know, family old recipes.
A lot of people were doing that.
And then other people who are just perfecting over, you know, weeks and weeks or months and months, yeah, trying to just get the perfect bite of chili, and because you're only getting one bite.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the science, which I don't understand, of how heat develops in your mouth if it's going to be a spicy chili, especially. Mm-hmm. And I was on your show once, we were talking about hot sauce, and it's, yeah, the same thing. Where, like, if a spicy thing hits you in the front of the mouth and then times to go into the back of the mouth, that's a real process that's entirely to do with cooking timings and when you put in the spices.
Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting when you taste a series of chilies and how they affect you differently.
Yeah.
Because some really get you from the start and you might not notice the others that kind of like linger and grow on you.
I had a great recipe. I just made it. It was from Cook's Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't gonna lie, I just followed the recipe to a T, but it was their latest vegetarian veggie chili.
Nice.
Which everyone would mostly call bold. Are we even allowed to swear on this show? Probably not. I shouldn't. Let's be cool.
Okay.
I was gonna, anyway, my point is, I just lost the flow, is that I made this chili and their main ingredients to make it meaty.
Uh-huh.
Were like walnuts and bulgur wheat, and then ground up shiitake mushrooms for the umami.
Ooh. Flavor.
I know. It was actually really amazing, and it filled up really well in the bowl. It didn't look like a bunch of vegetables all crowded around each other.
And it didn't look like fake meat.
It didn't look like fake meat, and it didn't even try to go there. There was no soy. Mm-hmm. Loved it. Good
that
idea.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, I was totally impressed. I have to go to your recipes site again. I went there a little while ago and had a breakfast.
I haven't made too many chilies lately, but now I really want to. That it's now that it's winter officially.
Your site is so good for recipes because they're so easy for me to do.
Thank you.
I think they're amazing.
Thank you very much. So, what's next for the Takedown series?
The Cookie Takedown. The poster just came out, and it's of these guys seated around a pentagram. But the pentagram is also a cookie, and one of them has sliced all their heads off, I mean, up to their brains. Their brain cap is off, and their brains are embedded in the cookie, they're worshiping it naked in this this sacred satanic rite. And I got this artist, Luke Ramsey, to do it. It looks amazing, and it's really scary. But that's not the point. I guess the point is that the actual event is December 16th. 30 different cookies.
30 different cookies.
Bullet Bourbon sponsoring. So there's going to be free eggnog. Bullet Bourbon eggnog.
Oh, that's so great.
It's super holidays-ish.
It's very holidays-ish.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, I never knew about the holiday tradition of making a lot of different types of cookies at once. That's like a Midwest thing. And when I went to the Midwest a couple years ago for Christmas, I witnessed this at several households.
What?
Just
that they were making tons and tons?
A spread of various...
Were they all going in the oven at the same time?
Yeah, they're just like out there in the kitchen all the time.
You know, for my money, have you ever had just a really well-made sugar cookie?
Uh-huh.
Oof.
Yeah?
Perfect.
Has that ever won the Cookie Takedown?
No, but wouldn't that be nice?
That would be really interesting.
Some zen little perfect, you know, drop of simplicity won. Mm-hmm. It's always...
It's hard to resist.
It is. But then you see people just go to the nines and make these like deconstructed Oreos.
And they really do. I mean, this Cookie Takedown is insane. If you're a baker or just a sweet tooth person, definitely check out this event because people go insane. And what was the last one that won? The Cookie Takedown?
To be honest, I can't even remember.
It was too crazy.
It was a lot of craziness.
It probably had avocado.
It's always a blur.
And bacon. And
yeah, well, that's the thing. They're definitely baking with some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And that avocado takedown. Yeah, I just love that people are using avocados as avocado butter.
It probably had chili in it.
Ooh, chili and chocolate is always perfect. Somebody was telling me the other day they just want a chocolate chip cookie with salt in their
house. Probably had Brussels sprouts in it.
Ew. Ew.
Sorry.
It was a blue cheese cookie once. It was years ago. I still talk about it too much. It's become a talking point because it was so rad.
Yeah?
It was awful. It was just rad that it was there.
Oh.
I think it added to the, you know, the variety.
Okay. Do you have a favorite cookie that was ever
no.
made?
No. No, I don't. I never do, and partly because lately...
He doesn't eat them.
I don't eat them because...
Because he's too busy being the host.
I got a present for you, though.
Okay.
It was the 10th anniversary of the Chili Takedown a couple weeks ago. And so 10 years going, and I got you...
A t-shirt!
A t-shirt, but it's a t-shirt of me rising out of a bowl of chili like a god, and there's women that are cowering, and there's like there's a... cow head flying out.
And is this yours. The same? And thank you so much.
Women small. This is perfect. It's still too big for you.
This is perfect.
See. It's cool, right?
Especially after you eat more chili. is this the same illustrator that you always use?
Because no. This is a different guy. He's from Ugly Americans. Mm-hmm. Aaron Augenblick. He does this incredible... Augenblick Studios. He does tons of incredible animations.
Yeah.
And he did some art for me because he wanted to. He's the sweetest.
I like how your events are very branded, but very organically, if you will. Like, they're not intentionally... it's just like your pillows and stuff that you sell and your hosting demeanor. It's like it has its own signature. It has a lot of fun and a lot of irreverent just humor to it.
Well, I hope somebody buys those pillows. It's Christmas time. People should buy those pillows. They're monsters eating junk food. They're perfect pillows.
They are great pillows. Are you selling them for the holidays?
Yeah, I am. $20 each.
Brooklyn Flea? Will we see you there?
Oh, I want to go do Brooklyn Flea.
No. Okay. Eventually. So these are handmade pillows, and they're really special, and they're made with love by Matt Timms. In Brooklyn, and you should totally get them from thetakedowns.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever, thanks. That was really nice of you. Little plug. Do you ever think about being on TV?
I don't like being on TV.
Don't like it?
Yeah.
You'd be amazing on TV.
No, I like being behind the, just on sound.
I was going to tell you to do this thing, but I had such a bad experience that maybe you shouldn't do it. It was at the Food Network. They were doing a show called Next Food Star, the food, and I blew it because apparently... You should be a chef. They had me fill out a questionnaire.
Oh. You should totally be the next food star.
I don't know. Because then they, you know, isn't Guy Fieri one?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm a Guy Fieri.
No.
And I think you got to be.
Oh.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm a Guy
Fieri.
That's
really funny that you tried out.
Oh, man. It was miserable. This woman, she was telling me all these jokes to lighten the mood. And they were just soul-destroying jokes. Like something about, like, you know, something about pillows and headlines. Corduroy, does that sound familiar?
What?
Corduroy, what's so great about the corduroy pillow? It's making headlines.
Oh my God.
It was that level, too. She gave me a couple, and I was like, oh, I'm so depressed. I don't want
to
talk to you.
I'm almost like curious to try out for one of those crazy shows just to get a sense of the inner workings of the Food Network and how they choose.
Who they choose, right?
Why?
Well, they were looking for a chef, clearly, because they asked me all these questions that would be softballs to you.
Guy Fieri's not a chef, though.
I thought he was.
I don't know.
Oh, I think he's just a... If he's just a dude, then I got a shot.
Yeah.
Because if he's... But he can't... I think he's a chef.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, all I see him do is eat food, and anyone can do that.
I once read somewhere that... it was like a joke, and it was like... what's that brand that's like... it's like badass, like Flames and some clothing brand that's like,
is it a metal brand?
Yeah. It's like clothing.
But it's really extreme.
Darn it.
Oh, but that's what he wears.
Yeah. And it was like, this is like.
Is it Ed Hardy?
Ed Hardy. That's it. Thank you, Joe. And
Ed Hardy,
it was like,
right.
Guy Fieri is living proof that Ed Hardy has finally manufactured human beings. I don't know much about his food philosophy otherwise.
I know his restaurant got slammed. Man, I want that guy to work because that restaurant could be great.
I don't know much about it.
I just know it sucky sucks. I mean, you probably saw the article.
I heard it was bad.
It was bad. I'm sure it's been talked about a lot.
Maybe he should have more chili on the menu.
I'm sure he has chili. But the point is, I guess he cuts a lot of corners and the stuff all sucks, which is a shame because that is an opportunity. The world's greatest city, world's greatest gastropub, or however they're marketing it. I mean, that's what it should be. He's the expert on crappy American food. You'd think that he'd get it right. Oh,
with all the money behind it, too.
And I hear he's an awesome guy and he parties hard. That's another reason I think I could have a show.
Yeah.
Because that's what it takes. I know how to party
hard. Well,
maybe
give it a try. Let's cut to a little musical interlude and get back to those thoughts and more with Matt Timms.
This song is called Kill Me in the Summertime by Dead Stars on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Nothing left to hide. I know why life is what they say. Sun erases again everything I'm hoping for, but I don't need you in the summertime. You're gone just before the fall, but you still crush me in the wintertime. Did you have to spring this all at once? Another year with you.
Today's program has been brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards and Sons. Edwards Suriano hams are aged to perfection for no less than 400 days and hickory smoked to achieve a deep mahogany color. The Edwards name is well known for its world-class aged and cured meats. Their exclusive curing and aging recipe produces a unique flavor profile that enhances the quality characteristics of Berkshire pork. Optimum amounts of pure white fat marbling contribute to a flavor that's a delicate, perfect balance between sweet and salty. For more information, visit www.surreyfarms.com.
All right, we're back on Let's Eat In, chatting with Matt Timms of Chili Takedown and, December 16th, Cookie Takedown, which is the fourth or fifth or sixth Cookie Takedown.
Yeah, it's like the
ever.
Sixth Cookie Takedown, at least in Brooklyn. Then I've done it in Boston.
Other places. Now, how does the Brooklyn crowd or New York City crowd differ from other places? Or is it every other place is unique in its own? I'm sure that's true to some extent.
It's true to some extent. I don't know.
It has such a history here. And
the main thing is that people they're passionate here. It's crazy that you've got this many home cooks in one town. And you go to other places and they talk about, oh, there's such an amazing food scene going on here. And you find out what that really means is that they go to some restaurant because, you know, slowly but surely more restaurants are cropping up. But that has nothing to do with the home cook scene. And if that's happening.
Yeah.
New Orleans, I thought it would be amazing. And it was really hard to get cooks. Because they're really enthusiastic about their specific foods, you know, but they're not actually going to branch out.
What foods did you try there? Chili?
Oh, it was a bacon takedown. Okay. But I think they objected to the idea of...
they can do their specific foods with bacon.
Well, I try and tone down the fact, normally, that I'm from New York and that I'm coming to your city. Look who's coming to New from New York, like you think you're so special. I don't know. There can sometimes be that attitude.
Really?
And obviously, they're totally down with their own cities. Mm. So I don't do that. But I do still think that, you know, sometimes Brooklyn just has the most energy of any other place on earth, especially for something like this. You can actually, I can put the word out, and I have 30 spots filled in a day for the Cookie Takedown with a wait list of 20 people who still want to compete.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
No, it just means next year I'm going to try and make it a two-day event. It would be like a festival of cookies. A weekend.
Sounds like the holidays
event
to me.
You know?
Yeah. And, there's nothing really else. I mean, there might be localized small things, but I don't think on the scale that you do these takedowns, there's other events like that in, like, I don't know, New Orleans, and maybe, oh, wait,
there's,
I don't know.
There's Tales there? Of the Cocktail and all these epic things that happen in other cities, but nothing on exactly my scale, which is, I only or let Flava. In 200 people.
There are national kind of, like, really rigorous and judgy food cooking competitions that happen once a year, like the Chili Cook-Off.
Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah, the real one.
The real one. International Chili Society.
That's right.
And there, I think there's an International Chili Association too, but both of them have these massive Super Bowls.
Pillsbury
and the kinds of people that show up are awesome.
Yeah.
Just major, epic, huge food events. There's one in Nashville, isn't there? The massive barbecue event.
You would
all these huge food events. Googa Mooga's coming back, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to do a
hot sauce takedown? I hope so. We'll see. We're going to talk. All those guys at Superfly, they do all those events.
Oh, man, I forgot about the Googa Mooga.
Yeah, right?
That was last year. A weird, like, blip in time from the summer.
Yeah, I'm so curious as the next year.
I can't even remember half of it. It was so weird.
Oh, man. I bet everyone's talking about that.
But yes, they're signed on to do it for the next 4 years,
That's why they sold back their tickets to all the fans that were upset, which is like everyone.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. They weren't upset at my takedown. I did a takedown there, a hot sauce takedown.
And that was totally great.
It was all smiles, happy faces.
Yes.
Going through the lines, zooming.
You're in a bubble of happiness. Yeah, no lines.
Oh, so good. 20 different hot sauces.
Yep. And 20 cooks there and no big lines. And it was this event where you could judge on them. Whereas what was going on otherwise was huge long lines for chefs tasting bites that you had to pay for from the best restaurants in town.
I think they learned pretty fast.
It was such an odd juxtaposition.
Yeah. Oh and Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
No.
They're older.
I can't believe they were there. That's right.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite date-like meal these days?
Is that the theme of the show?
That is the question everybody has to answer.
Because I've answered it before that I don't like to eat. That was my first. You've asked me that before, and I said,
I don't like to eat in front of women. I don't like to eat at all.
Now that I got this beard, it is really hard to eat, and especially in front of a woman. Because what if it gets caught in there, and I don't know, and then suddenly she's pointing at her face as if it's my face, and there's this depressing pantomime of, what, I don't know what you're talking about, and then you realize that there's egg, or, you know, spinach, and just that thought of, like, correcting your whole face, and, like, that's...
But eating is a natural thing. You got
to
do it.
I know, but not in front of another person that you want to go to bed with. I mean, I guess that's still natural to some people who are comfortable in their own bodies. That's not me.
But you can go to bed with them, but you can't eat with them.
You're right. But no, but that was my old answer. So let's think on this. Obviously, I'll tell you what my favorite vegetable is, and we'll take it from there.
Okay.
My favorite vegetable is eggplant. My favorite protein... we'll do a little mind kitchen here.
Sure.
You give me a meal that I could use on a date. So I'm going to say eggplant. My favorite meat would have to be, well, pork. So that's sort of obvious, but I love pork. Then we'll have to have a green. So, let's make that asparagus, which I think is delicious. And then one more just for, what's my favorite?
Starch.
Okay. Throw out some starches besides potatoes.
Pastas, rice.
Pastas and
things. Bread things.
Well, there's some really good pastas out there. So let's say pasta.
Okay.
Can you give me a dinner?
Yes, I'll give you a dinner. You're going to have...
this is good. We've got eggplant. We've got pork.
Okay. Well,
asparagus.
I'm tempted to say a sort of lasagna with roasted eggplant slices layered in between a pork-rich ragu and, you know, obviously the pasta sheets and some fresh mozzarella to melt on top of that.
Okay.
You like that or not?
No, I like that because that looks like you actually give a crap and you're preparing something. A plate of spaghetti ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
And I think a nice polenta, maybe a polenta
Lasagna. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you could put polenta in the lasagna instead of the pasta sheets.
Yeah.
Like as little layers, and it'll bake up, and it'll be. I think there's a dish that is kind of like that, and it'll be delightful.
Well, you know, at your surprise party, Noah Berlin made that incredible polenta. But do you know what he put into it?
Like pork fat.
A lot of pork fat. Like a lot. And I didn't realize how much until I was told. And it was the most delicious thing
in
the world.
It was really delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it?
I was just wondering if every bite was taking a year
off
my life.
I'm not sure why he brought a hunk of pork fat.
Yeah.
And like used a lot of it. And put it in like salads and everything. It was crazy. Yeah.
Huh. That was so incredible. You had so many talented people there cooking for you. You didn't even get to see it. But it was like
we had
Rachel Wharton,
Robert Tietzma, Kara Massey, Melissa Sands.
Those guys. Yeah,
Carol,
Melissa Sands.
Lou, David Roderick, David. God.
This is a dangerous game doing the shout outs.
Chitra Agrawal. Oh my God.
But it was incredible. And they were all there in the kitchen making 20 different dishes.
Yeah.
And I was just observing because I'm not going
to. Unbeknownst
to
me,
talent.
That was the best birthday thing, thingamajig I've never witnessed.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad that party went late, too.
I'm hungry now.
You're hungry?
I'm hungover and hungry now.
Oh, we're going to get a pizza.
Okay.
There's a guy who's out there. We're sitting here in Roberta's, and there's a guy out there that I think was in a short film of mine years ago that I shot. And we had to reshoot the whole thing because he was addicted to heroin and he left. I don't know if it's him.
Oh.
I keep looking over at him and he's eating pizza and he looks pretty happy now.
Oh, that's good.
He ruined my movie, Kathy. Ruined it. We had to reshoot the whole scene. He was playing the bad guy.
I hope he doesn't recognize you because that would be really awkward.
I think it would either be awkward or forget about everything and give me a hug, but I don't think he would actually. He really ruined that movie.
Sorry to hear that. And are you still an entertainer of sorts and movie director in between doing the takedowns and all these great food events?
I mean, I try to be. I want to be an announcer, and I do sort of like emceeing other people's events here and there and all that
stuff.
Weren't
you in a McDonald's commercial?
Yeah. Last year I was in an amazing McDonald's commercial, and here's the premise. It was Thanksgiving dinner, and me and my roommate were sitting in our apartment together, and I'd got us a massive case of about 50 to 100 McNuggets. And that was our Thanksgiving dinner. And I insisted on, the joke is that I was insisting on giving thanks to every single McNugget. It's, if you think about it, the most depressing premise ever.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
giving thanks to each individual nugget. Do you know that's giving thanks to like 200 chickens in each one of those?
Thousands, because they're all mulched in there. Have you ever seen a chicken chipper? How do they make it? Ew. Happy Thanksgiving. And you get to, and it's divided into three shapes, right?
McNuggets? I don't know.
It's been years.
They have three molds?
Yeah, they have three molds.
That's ridiculous. It's like a cookie chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm
going to make chicken nugget flavored cookies at your cookie takedown. No.
You wouldn't be wrong to do that. It's not necessarily the grossest thing to do to put meat in your cookie. I don't know. Maybe I'm riffing here.
It's a little bit of a stretch.
I know, but people do it with bacon.
People will do incredible things, and I can't wait to see it. Who's judging the cookie takedown? December 16th at the Bell House, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's kind of an amalgamous list right now, but I've got a couple people. There's a couple local bakers.
Okay.
And then there's the editor from O Magazine. And
nice.
Yeah, some fun people. I can't give you the list exactly right now. It's just kind of all over the place.
And 30 chefs.
30 chefs. 30 different cooks. Eating 30 different cookies is a very tall order.
Yep.
And everyone says they can't do it, but then they do it.
Yep.
And they feel terrible that they did it.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though. It's super worth it.
It's very holiday-like.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait to hear about it, and can't wait to hear about the cookies that are terrible and awful and wonderful and delicious and strange and wacky. So
check out the poster
Cheers
at thetakedowns.com.
Do check it out. Are tickets sold out yet?
Oh, there's only 35 left. I just found out today.
Okay, thetakedowns.com or the Bell House.
Yeah.
I guess that's about all the time we have for today, but hopefully another time, talk about what's going on in your neck of the world.
Hopefully next time I can teach people things or we can, it could be more, I want to be edifying. I don't know. That was edifying for you.
That was entertaining.
Thank you, God. Oh, my God.
Always entertaining. Matt Timms.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks, everyone at Heritage. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.